Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations on another another nail biter.
That was a nail, and we knew it was going to be a nail biter, and just a clutch goal by Brad Johnson there on the power play.
This game had about everything. 5-minute majors for both teams. I'm not going to put you on the spot. You probably haven't watched enough video to know what happened on those shorthanded goals. But
yeah, I know what happened is that once they got possession, they obviously again they sprinted out of the zone, and we were napping a little bit. We didn't see it. It just kind of, you know, what happens. I was more the first one. I don't think much could. That's going to happen. Everything was puck luck. The second one, unacceptable. But whatever, it is what it is. I don't want to get myself in a bad mood for giving up two shorthanded goals because I'm not happy about it. Nor are you. It is what it is. This is hockey. It's a crazy game, though. It's
but
a crazy.
You recovered
game.
Just like after that first one. I mean, minute 10 later, you get that back. That was a big goal for you guys.
Yeah, no, it was. We responded and we answered back, and it was a big one.
Your power play had a bunch of chances. If there's ever a time you need one, there it's Brad Johnson's goal, and he's a guy that isn't normally on the power play, but boy, he released that thing in a hurry.
No, he did, and we had a couple plays on, and we never got the chance to work those plays because Brad scored, so that was the reason he was on there.
I thought your penalty kill was tremendous again tonight. Boy, they are clicking, Tom, and they have a pretty high power play.
No, we were. You know, we got to do a little better up ice on their bump back. They exposed us a little bit. But then again, we just got to protect the middle on those bump backs.
I like how you denied that entry. You know, they pass it back and they want puck possession. And even when they did get it, most of the time it seemed like they were dumping and chasing because you denied that entry.
Well, we want to protect the middle there, Biss. You got to protect the middle. So if you're going to give up a shot, it's going to be to the outside. And then there's going to be some stick. We're going to contest with our stick a little bit too. So, it's not easy sometimes. Those bump backs, you know, when you have speed, it's hard, but you know what? We did a pretty good job, I thought.
Well, what's it like on the bench juggling things there with, Nick Cardelli's done for the game, then Justin Beaudry takes a penalty, and you're constantly having to mix and match and move guys around into spots to fill for somebody else?
No, it's not easy, Schultz, because, then you have special teams can throw things off. It's not easy juggling that stuff at all, and you just got to be on top of stuff, and once in a while, we fall asleep on the bench too, and don't have the right matches. But you got to really be on top of things as a coach when that happens.
3-on-3, it was new not that long ago. Are you a little bit more comfortable now behind the bench? It looked like you got kind of the game plan down.
Oh yeah, I mean I think we always had a game plan down. To be honest with you, Biss, I don't think it's changed from the first time we did it to right now. It's not rocket science. You know, stay on the defensive side of your man, hit the net. Don't be tight on defensive zone coverage. Be able to stick length away. Make sure again that we respond on rebounds the other way because it's a counter attack. Make sure we counter on rebounds. If one guy comes back out of the zone, everybody's got to come back and support him. I mean, it's the same stuff. I mean, it's same stuff that we've always talked about. So I mean, it is what it is.
All right, it's the same stuff, but it was a completely different 3-on-3 from last weekend. A little bit because both teams are so evenly and good defensively, but that rink last week. That was sheer chaos in 3-on-3.
Well, the one thing we made one adjustment today. I just said whenever one of our players goes back and comes back into the zone, so he might bring it out of the zone into the neutral zone or into the defensive zone. Our other two guys got to come back, and we have to have good support. Last week, when Harry brought it out a couple times, our two other guys were sitting there in front of Harry, like he can't see us. So you got to come back and support him. Two reasons. Number one, we want to maintain puck possession. But number two, if something goes sideways, we have some support there defensively.
Well, it seems like almost any play in 3-on-3 is a risk. But Dylan, at the end of the game there, with that aggressive forecheck, is what led to the goal. And that was great patience by Ethan in front of Tolvin in there.
Yeah, Ethan's really, he's good in front of that. I got to see the goal, guys. I didn't see it. Okay. So I'm going to go watch in a little bit myself. So you guys saw it better than I did.
Enjoy it, Tom. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. The Beavers officially a 2-2 tie. They get the extra point, though, win at 3-2 in 3-on-3 overtime.